A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." One of the sad things I have learned about myself is that occasionally I am wrong. I don't know everything, and my memory isn't always correct. So I have to say, sorry, I may be wrong, but this is what I remember. Sorry is a word I need to say quite often. People laugh at me for saying it too often. So what Jesus has to say to the apostles today is music to my ears, even if it is difficult to understand. Jesus is describing the Holy Spirit and his coming. He will teach us the complete truth. No lies, no half-truths, no opinions. He will tell you of things to come. And he will glorify me. I doubt that the Holy Spirit will give us a detailed explanation of the future, what will happen next week or next year. What the Spirit will teach is about heaven, a wonderfully optimistic future. Many people worry unnecessarily about that future, so teaching us about it is tremendously important. As a priest, it has been one of my solemn obligations to tell the sick and the dying about the certainty of heaven for them, to comfort the bereaving about this for their families and friends. And I know the Spirit has taught me. This future knowledge is the most valuable truth we can learn. Jesus says, "The Spirit will glorify me." We sometimes slap each other on the back and say, "You are the best friend I could have had." There are lovely things to say and hear. But glorifying me is even more than that. It is publicly acknowledging that Jesus Christ is both Lord and God. Glory is the word that only applies to God, and the Spirit will speak this to our heart. Convince us deep within our hearts that Jesus is our loving God. He lives in glory. And that guarantees our future happiness. We are bound for the glory of God ourselves. And that is wonderful good news.